Thank y'all for coming over today. Thank you for investing in Gadsden, Alabama. This is a big deal to us, and we want you to know you're welcome, and we're going to do everything we can do to assist you with our administration and our new council. We look forward to working with y'all and especially continue our friendships with each other. This is easy for us. It's great to take over from an administration that does all the work, and we get to cut all the ribbons. So, Mayor Guyton, thank you. Frankie, thank you. Shane Ellison in the back, thank you. To the previous council members, I see Councilman Williams. Any other previous council members here, Deverett? Kent, you're still active. Anybody else? Okay, well, we want to thank our previous administration. That's a big deal. Y'all did the lion's share of this group, and that's very important to us. If you don't think a smooth transition is in government's important, here's a great example of it, and I mean that sincerely. I contact this previous group often, and especially Councilman Deverett Williams a lot to seek their advice, and I'm sure these councilmen and women do on the front row also. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our council. We have a great working relationship. If you want a government to go smooth and a city to run smoothly and a city to grow and to be prosperous and to take advice from your council people and not to try to have a dictatorship on one side or the other, then you need to work together. And our council and our mayor's office works together. And I want to thank our council for sitting here. And we have everybody here with the exception of two. I know one of them's out. He's probably working or riding a bike at the falls, Jason. So. But we want to thank y'all for what we do, too, and they're very supportive of this also. One of my first official functions of taking office was the receipt of a check for the purchase of this property to locate the Cancer Care Center where we're sitting today. Almost 6 months later, we're here to break ground on the project. We're looking for an expedited building schedule. If you know me, you know I have very little patience, but this project is an indication of how long projects of this magnitude take place to fruition. I told David Hooks, I said, David, we need to break some ground. We need to cut some ribbons. I'm tired of asking the council for money all the time, and we need to see some brick and mortar. Well, that afternoon, he said, ride by the cancer center, and there was a piece of machinery coming off a truck, and he said, how's that for service? So I said, I'll give you kudos for that one. But then the beginning for the search for the site took place over a year ago with the prior administration. Thank you again. We closed on the property my first week in office, and today we move to the actual movement of the dirt. Thus far, everything has gone smoothly on this project with no snags or holdups. As your mayor, we have set a very aggressive agenda of development projects to move Gadsden forward. But as we have seen with this project, the implementation takes time. Today's groundbreaking is the beginning of many more to come. If you've been paying attention in the news, you will notice that we have developed a plan for riverfront development. This plays right into our plan of the riverfront development of health care along with entertainment and quality of life issues of attempting to relocate 411 and utilizing our health care facilities. We are one of the only counties in our five contiguous counties that join Etowah that has two hospitals. We are thankful you're here, and we look forward to growing with you and doing business with you. Thank you.